When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Shikellamy Braves Wrestling is on News Radio 1070, WKOK. Shikellamy Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, March Gap View Hunting Preserve, W&L Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, the smoke and fog machine is rolling here in the Seal Dome. A packed house tonight for wrestling's version of the Rally in the Valley. Kevin Herr filling in for Steve Williams, who's on the broadcast on our SBC Sports Live YouTube channel here this evening. It's Sealands Grove taking on Shikellamy. Braves coming in at 5-2 on this season, ranked 25th. Braves coming in at 11-2 on the season, ranked 25th. Sealands Grove at 5-2 on the year. And as we said, a packed house tonight as they introduce the matchups one by one. Sealands Grove coming in from the corner and the Braves coming in from the opposite corner. Neither team right now has their full team out on the bench. Let's give you the expected matchups tonight here in Sealands Grove. At 107 will be Max Hallman, the freshman, at 4-10, going up against Sealands Grove's Mike Zettelmoyer, the sophomore, at 3-8. At 114, we expect to see Alex Reed, ranked 20th in the state. The junior is 20-3 against Anthony Snook, the freshman, at 5-7. Eben Kistner is the 121-pounder for Shikellamy, ranked regionally 6th at 13-9. Nathan Martin, the sophomore, at 8-5 for Sealands Grove. At 127, it'll be Daniel Hernandez, the senior, at 2-14. Layden Lukens, the sophomore, ranked 2nd in the region at 8-5 for Sealands Grove. 133 is actually where this match is going to start, with Isaac McGregor, the junior, ranked 10th in the state at 21-1. And for the Seals, it'll be Ryan Harpster, the freshman, at 1-10. At 139, C.J. Keener, ranked 5th in the region. The junior is 17-8 overall. An honorable mention, his opponent from Sealands Grove here in the region, Trent Turner, the junior, at 12-5. Kristen Kistner will come out for Shikellamy at 145, the sophomore at 3-3. Matt Snook at 6-6, the sophomore. We expect at 152 to see Cole Wetzel, the sophomore, ranked 6th in the region at 15-9 against Garrett Paradis, the senior, at 7-7. At 160, Connor Wetzel, the sophomore, ranked 21st in the state, 17-5, and Sullivan Martin at 4-5 on the year. For the 172-pound weight class, it'll be Matt Schaefer, the senior, at 7-11, taking on Ethan Turner for Sealands Grove. 189-pounder is Brody Raybuck, the freshman. He is the regionally ranked 5th wrestler with a 15-7 record. Tucker Teets, the junior, at 9-7. He is ranked 16th in the state. That should be an entertaining matchup. At 215, Mason Raybuck, the senior, at 17-7, ranked 15 in the state. Jack Peters, the freshman, regionally ranked 6th at 12-6, will match up. And at 285, it'll be Preston Sponarelli, the junior, at 3-6. And Stephen Miller, the senior, regionally ranked 5th at 7-5. That's what we expect to see here this afternoon, or excuse me, this evening. And again, the changes so far, it appears to be already at 172, where for Shikellamy, it'll be Sullivan Martin possibly taking on Connor Wetzel, ranked 21st in the state at 17-5. We'll try and get you some of those change-ups as they come through the match here tonight. But once again, starting at 1:35, Shikellamy has dominated this series for many, many years. And then Selins Grove in the last three really handled Shikellamy 50-21 in 2020, in 21, 49-15, and then last year in Shikellamy, at Shikellamy, 50-17. Braves looking to get a little bit of revenge here on the road here in the Seal Dome. And again, they're just announcing the 121s right now here at a packed house. Standing room only and then some. You had to park somewhere around the North 40, and I think at Middleburg High School they were shuttling people into this place tonight. It is jammed, to say the least, with the big Superman-style Selins Grove logo on the Resolite. Shikellamy and Selins Grove with the wrestling version of the Rally in the Valley. There they just introduced the 127 with Dan Hernandez and Landon Lucas. Or Lukens, rather. Sorry about that. So it will be an interesting matchup tonight between Selins Grove and Shikellamy, with Tim Bosch leading the way for the Braves, Seth Martin for the Selins Grove Seals. And they will come out to the center mat and do a quick handshake with all of the wrestlers across the way, and then we'll meet in the center of the match as well. Seth Martin for Selins Grove scripting out every part of this opening moment here in Selins Grove, just to have everything set up the way he wants. And the two head coaches have a half hug there in the center of the mat. And we are just about ready to get this underway. When we return, it will start at 1:33. Shikellamy and Selins Grove, the Rally in the Valley and the wrestling version, coming up here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the SBC app.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop in our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Mark and Troy here. It's been a great year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're kicking off the new year with Owner Appreciation Month.
And owners of Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram vehicles get extra rebates.
We have crazy deals on Jeeps. Save up to $4,000 on new 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L's in stock.
We are also taking up to $2,000 off Jeep Compass Latitudes in stock, which means you can buy a nicely equipped and not stripped one for $30,800. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Music's up, lights are flashing, and we are getting ready for the first match at 1:35 between Shikellamy and the Selins Grove Seals. Isaac McGregor for the Braves, state ranked 10, for the 21-1 junior. They'll be going up against Ryan Harmster, the freshman, at 1-10 for the Seals, or that's what we expect. And they'd already have changed up things already. So Hernandez now coming in at 133 for Isaac McGregor. And we'll see. So it looks like it is Ryan Harpster for the Seals, but Daniel Hernandez is matching up with him, bumping up from 127. So the senior at 2-4 for the Braves, going up against Harpster at 1-10, the freshman. So they are now on all fours for Harpster as he wrestles low, almost like a Garcia. That's always a Garcia match, isn't it? If you've watched a little bit of Selins Grove wrestling, or Southern Columbia wrestling over the years. Now they go back to their feet. 30 seconds into this one, both wrestlers looking for an advantage. Harpster will dive down again, and he will not have an opportunity there. And now Harpster does get the opportunity at the double leg takedown and gets the early two. Works quickly on top as Hernandez works his way from the bottom. So Hernandez now working, trying to get the arm peeled away, but Harpster doing a nice job of, right now, trying to get that two-on-one working. Now he tries to separate the arms a little bit, then goes back to the two-on-one, now goes to the shoulder and pulls back. Tight waist just a little bit, then hacks the arm down of Hernandez. Working now on a bar arm on the near side, on the left arm. Trying to get Hernandez turned. Hernandez is flat on the mat with 15 seconds to go. Still 2-0 lead here in the first period. Hernandez trying to find his way up. Harpster in control right now as we reach the 3-second mark of this one. And that'll do it for the first period. At the end of the first period, it is Harpster 2 and Hernandez nothing. So Harpster will have the option here in the first period and will take the bottom. Hernandez will come back up, and the senior will start in the referee's down position. A sit-out spin by Harpster gets the escape for one. Leads now 3-0. Harpster looking for his second win of the season for the freshman. Harpster paws at the head. Now he backs off. Hernandez, well, Harpster now with a double leg shot. Gets the two-point takedown. Now leads it 5-0. Harpster trying to hold down Hernandez, who gets out, trying to peel away, and he does peel away for the escape. 5-1 with a minute 26 to go here in the second period here at 133. They tie up now, hand to elbow. Now they'll grab for wrist control. Harpster looking for wrist control, can't get it. And they'll go to the edge of the mat on the far side, working the way around the circle, and Harpster brings Hernandez back in. Hernandez tries to step through. And at one arm apiece on the left side of Hernandez, and they're going to call him off the edge of the mat and go back to neutral. Quick shot by Harpster. Harpster underhook and is looking for an opportunity, and there's not much there as he tries to snap down Hernandez. Hernandez counters. Both wrestlers go to their knees with 39 seconds to go here in the second period. Harpster now on the lower end of this as Hernandez tries to break free. Harpster has both hands wrapped around the arm. Now Hernandez works. Harpster grabs the leg. Hernandez spinning again. Harpster counters. 22 seconds left. Harpster trying to work to his feet. Now gets spun around. Does he have control? The referee has not given any points yet. Harpster was on his back for just a minute, but no control. 7 seconds left in the period. Harpster still hanging in there, and no one will get the takedown here with the third period ready to go and a 5-1 lead for Harpster. Hernandez will take down as he will have the option here to start the third period trailing at 5-1. Hernandez, the senior at 2-4. Harpster, the freshman at 1-10, and Harpster has wrestled very well early in this one. Hernandez started with a Granby and then just bailed on it because Hernandez countered that rather quickly. And now they're saying it is going to be Landon Lukens and not Harpster. So we're getting a correction on that, too, as things have gotten crazy already. So it is Lukens, the sophomore, that has bounced. So this whole match, Hernandez and Lukens bounced from 127 to 133. We're already seeing both of these coaches start to mess around a little bit. So we apologize there. Just getting word on that. So the one-point escape now by Hernandez with Landon Lukens, the sophomore, ranked second in the region at 8-5. So we'll correct that. We apologize, but again, the original lineup that the coaches gave us have already shuffled quite a bit. There's a shot by Lukens. Lukens will spin him around. Lukens pops his head out, and Hernandez will get taken down, and it will be with 45 seconds remaining, 7-2 in favor of Landon Lukens. That's where we started here at 133. Lukens now in control with a five-point lead with 25 seconds to go here in this final period of the first bout of the night. Hernandez stands up, tries to peel off and peel away, and he does get the one-point escape. Makes it 7-3, but now he's going to really need to attack quickly and get the takedown. 11 seconds left. Now just 5 seconds remaining. He is not going to have enough time to sneak in some near-fall points, and that will do it. And at the end of this one, we have a one-point penalty, I believe. There's a little extracurricular at the end of that one. We'll sort it out at 133 with a 7-3 win for Lukens. This is Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
This is WKOK Sunbury.
So now we have Isaac McGregor and Ryan Harpster battling it out. And by the way, the team score 2-0 with a penalty point for unsportsmanlike conduct on Lukens. So it is 2-0 in favor of Selins Grove. And right now, both wrestlers are all over the mat. And McGregor with an early 2-0 lead. McGregor trying to spike him right now. McGregor working on Harpster. He's got him down, and he's got everything tied up. With a minute 28 to go, this is going to be a long time that Harpster is going to have to get himself off the mat, but he does get his back off the mat and gets 3 near fall points for McGregor. McGregor at 21-2, ranked 10th in the state, and Harpster at 1-10, and Harpster in trouble again. Mule kicking his way out, and that's going to do it. With a minute 7 remaining in the period, a first period fall for Isaac McGregor over Ryan Harpster at 139, and it is 6-2 Shikellamy over Selins Grove, 145 up next on WKOK.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Back at the Seal Dome, C.J. Keener at 145, the junior at 17-8, ranked 5th in the region, matching up with Trent Turner, the junior at 12-5, an honorable mention right now on wrestling sites regionally. And we are scoreless here with just 30 seconds gone by here in the first period. Keener for the Braves, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago at the Milton match, came out, played a little football for Coach Jim Kaiser for Shikellamy. Ended up playing nose guard by the time October rolled around. Did a pretty good job for the Braves. He spins around now, trying to get clear to get the 2 points, and he does. He will go a little bit of a high ride, wrap the legs around Turner, and break Turner down to the mat with under a minute remaining here in the first. CJ working, pushing the head into the mat. Now tries a reverse Nelson. Now grabs the arm, tries to maneuver that out of the way. Reverse half going in, trying to turn Turner. Keener now on the edge of the mat, working Turner. Has to be careful, though. He doesn't want to turn him too far and end up going out of bounds, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So they will end up going out of bounds, come back to the center of the mat with a 2-0 lead with 29.6 to go in the first period for C.J. Keener. Keener on top again, riding high again. Seen him do that a couple of times in this year. Now he turns him over onto the side, riding parallel. Now works on the lower back, wraps the legs around. Keener now working on the chin of Harpster. Excuse me, of Turner, rather. Turner trying to grab that right arm of Keener. Now he works the chin of Keener, and that'll do it for the first period of play. First period has now concluded with a 2-0 lead for C.J. Keener of Shikellamy. Braves leading this match by a score of 6-2 after the pin moments ago with 1:07 to go in the first period by Daniel Hernandez. Keener now will stand up, and McGregor will work his way, or make that, Turner will work his way up, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. So back to referee neutral, or back to a referee down position, rather, for Turner. Turner flips right over. Now he's on his back. He's in trouble. And Keener working hard. Keener's got him wrapped up, trying to go chest to chest. Had him for a second, couldn't quite do it. Reverse Nelson in, puts the chest down hard. Digging the toes in, got it, pin! C.J. Keener with the pin with 1:34 to go in the second period, and Shikellamy takes a 12-2 lead. This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Vendors wanted. Yes, we want you. The stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, along with the venue at Liberty Valley, are hosting Wedding Expo 2023 on February 19th. Join us for a wedding expo with professionals from all over the area to showcase your business for brides, grooms, and wedding parties. Please contact me, Denise Haddon, at denise@wqkx.com. If you have a business or service that brides, grooms, and families are looking for their wedding, please join us for the Wedding Expo 2023 at the venue at Liberty Valley on February 19th.
Welcome back to Sealands Grove. Shikellamy leading at 12-6. We bump to 145, where Cole Wetzel of Shikellamy, the sophomore at 15-9, ranked 6th in the region, taking on Garrett Paradis, the senior at 13-5. He's ranked 5th in the region. You can see the coaches really bouncing people around here this afternoon. This evening, rather. Both wrestlers at neutral now with 1:10 remaining in the first period. Wetzel will shoot, then it will be countered by Paradis. Paradis now with the arm, snaps down, and a good counter by Wetzel. Wetzel now with his arm tied up. Both wrestlers looking for an advantage here, and a quick snap down. Now Paradis has the leg, and he's going to take down to the edge of the mat. We'll see if they give the two. Still hasn't cleared. They are off the edge of the mat, and Paradis could not get control and grab the two-point takedown. So they'll go back to neutral with 39 seconds remaining. Paradis now reaching in. Resets. Wetzel now ties up on the back of the head. So does Paradis. They'll do the same thing again as they just try and get a little bit of an advantage here somewhere or another. Now Paradis grabs the right hand of Wetzel, snaps him down, or at least attempts to. Wetzel able to counter. 10 seconds left in the first period. There's a shot on a single by Paradis. Paradis got the leg, get around from behind, got the two with 3 seconds left in the first period. So a quick takedown for Garrett Paradis gives the senior a 2-0 lead over Cole Wetzel. Paradis on top this time. Wetzel took down. And Wetzel will try and break down here a little bit. Paradis grabs the ankle. A little bit of an ankle grab there on the left side for Paradis. Now he gets away and tries to go break down the arm. Puts Wetzel face down on the mat. Wetzel trying to work up to all fours once again. He's done it two or three times, and then Paradis breaks him right down. Wetzel tries to sit out, can't quite get the sit and the spin. Now they'll go to the edge of the mat. Paradis will try and keep him in as he again grabs the ankle. Now he switches, goes to the tight waist, and on the edge of the mat tries to keep Wetzel in play. Wetzel working, trying to get up to again all fours, but his chest is down on the mat now with 1:03 remaining in the second, down 2-0. And Wetzel got up but ran out of real estate. And Paradis will again be in control here at this 152-pound weight class. And at 152, Paradis now will work. I'm going to confirm that this is Paradis and Wetzel. Is that correct? Okay. And I got a little confused because we bounced around a little bit. We're at 152 on the board, so this was the original 152 we expected to see. And again, Paradis in control and a 2-0 lead here as we count down here into the second period. And there's a stall warning for Wetzel on the bottom. He's going to hang in there for 3 more seconds, and then he'll try and figure out what to do here to start the third period. So no scoring in that period. Still remains 2-0 in favor of Paradis. Shikellamy leading in the team score 12-2. On the top now is Wetzel. Wetzel will find Paradis come up and break away for a clean escape of 1 point. Now Wetzel will need to take a shot and get some points here quickly. Gonna have to work on it from the neutral position. Both wrestlers tie up head-to-head, now break apart with 1:38. Wetzel looks around, peels off the arm of Paradis. Now they tie up again on the back of the head. Wetzel tries a snap, then he tries a spin. Now he tries another snap, and both wrestlers again, still neutral with 1:19 to go. Wetzel's going to have to hustle, down 3-0 right now, with the escape that started the period for Garrett Paradis. Paradis again with a shot by Wetzel. Sprawl by Paradis. Now Wetzel's got the left leg. He's going to have to try and pull it in here with 49 seconds to go. And they'll call stalemate stoppage. 46.9 to go. They'll go back to neutral as Wetzel works again. Wetzel looking for the takedown here with 34 seconds to go. He's going to have to score some points quickly to get this one in overtime. Snap down by Parity. Wetzel comes back up, under hook. 20 seconds. Now a shot by Wetzel once again. Countered by Paradis with 10 seconds remaining. And Wetzel now breaks apart. He's going to have to really hustle now. He's taking some shots a little bit wild. Can't get under control, but he's going to lose it 3-2. So a decision win for Selinsgrove and Paradis. It is 12-5. Shikellamy coming up on 152, I believe, next. This is Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.
Martin Troy here. It's been a great year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're kicking off the new year with Owner Appreciation Month.
And owners of Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram vehicles get extra rebates.
We have crazy deals on Jeeps. Save up to $4,000 on new 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L's in stock.
We are also taking up to $2,000 off Jeep Compass Latitudes in stock, which means you can buy a nicely equipped and not stripped one for $30,800. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Coach Myers taking some time here to make his decision here at 160. For the Braves out at 160, Connor Wetzel. Wetzel, the sophomore at 17-5, ranked 21st in the state, and now Coach Martin makes his choice. And Sullivan Martin will make the matchup here at 160. This is really where we thought it would be earlier here this evening. Wetzel, the sophomore at 17-5. Sullivan Martin, the senior. Sullivan Martin, the senior at 13-5. Connor Wetzel for Shikellamy. Wetzel gets the quick points. It's already 3-2 before you can even blink. These guys are really moving. Some near fall points coming. And that's coming for Wetzel. Wetzel almost has the pin right there of Martin. Wetzel working hard, just twisting Martin in half right now. Working on that left arm. And right now, Martin is trying to grab the leg and he can't do it. Wetzel with a 114 pin with 114 remaining here in the first period. And makes it 18-5 in favor of Shikellamy. 172 coming up next on WKOK and WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices and save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
So we're back at 172 now with Matt Schaefer and Ethan Miller, and Miller gets the takedown. So again, it's Ethan Miller, Matt Schaefer. Miller at 4-5, Schaefer at 7-11 coming in, and an early 2-point takedown here at 172 for Miller. Miller actually comes in, will update his record at 9-4 for the sophomore, ranked 7th in the region. Schaefer, 7-12 for the senior at last check. So So Miller now working. Miller at 172 along with Wetzel. And Miller has been in command of this one since the opening seconds. Put an arm bar and a back, or an arm, a forearm in the back of the head of Miller. Or of Wetzel, rather. Miller now reaches in, tries to get a two-on-one, now breaks off to the one hand. Now working on the arm, trying to turn. Miller almost has the turn and then countered very well by Wetzel. Just couldn't get anything turned over. 15 seconds remaining in this first period with a 2-0 lead for Ethan Miller. Miller has been working on the top since the very opening second as he tries to wrap the cradle in. That's not going to happen. He's going to have to back off. End of the first period, 2-0 in favor of Miller. Miller defers, and Wetzel will have the option. Connor Wetzel. I'm sorry, is this? Now I'm a little confused. We have Miller and Schaefer. Who are we at with this one? We'll check this one again. For Shikellamy, it's going to be, what's that? For 172 here? It is Schaefer, okay. Everything's bounced around so much, I'm having trouble keeping up, so I'm glad I'm right here next to the scores table to keep me in line. So it is Schaefer there. With Miller now tying up. Miller leading this 2-1 after Schaefer's escape here, going back to neutral and now trying to lift. Miller is Schaefer and goes off the edge of the mat. They'll come back to the center, neutral. 18-5, Shikellamy leading in the team score here at 172. And quickly, Schaefer snapped down and caught Miller napping a little bit. Schaefer now works the arm with a chicken wing. Schaefer getting a little bit out of control. Now he's going to try the tilt. Rolling right through is Miller. And Miller reverses. Starts with back points. 4-3 right now and two near fall points coming. Making it 6-3 in favor of Miller. Schaefer had command of that one. Just rotated a little too far in the pinning combination. And went right through, and Miller got the reversal and then added some backs. Schaefer will stand up now and break Miller back down to the mat. He'll grapevine the leg. Schaefer trying to mule kick out of it. He's got one leg free. That's not going to do a whole lot. Right now, Miller's got him wrapped up on the top and on the bottom. Hooks the arm, turns him over. Miller now working. He's got the arm hooked. Tries to get over. Now he's on his back. Bridging is Miller, or is Schaefer. Schaefer rolls through. Three near fall points. 9-3 with 24 seconds to go in the second period. Arm back in the back of the head for Miller on top and in command in this one, 9-3 with 10 seconds remaining here in this second period. And that is where this period will end, 9-3 in favor of Miller. Braves leading this one 18-5 with a couple of pins along the way. But right now, Miller putting up a battle here, leading 9-3 in the final period over Matt Schaefer, the senior. Miller at 9-4. And coming out free is Miller from the bottom. Makes it 10-3. Miller takes a shot, countered, and they'll be back on their feet. Schaefer now grabbing the wrist. Schaefer tries to spin away, can't do it. Now he's going to set up again. Stretch out the arms, go for the single. Countered very well by Miller. Schaefer now tying up Miller, trying to find some points here in this one. 10-3 right now. Right now working, trying to work a major decision out of this if they can score one more point. Right now for Miller, it's just a three-pointer. Schaefer has got him tied up at the middle of the mat just about with 50 seconds to go here in the third period. Both wrestlers a little bit winded. It's been a pretty active first couple of periods. Miller now on the back of the head. They'll break apart. Schaefer looking a little bit weary at the moment. Miller now trips, takes him down on the edge of the mat, and that is going to be a two-point takedown and a big one for Ethan Miller. Now we're at 12-3 and looking at some added team points here as he tries to hang on with 18 seconds remaining here in the third period. Schaefer trying to find a way to sneak out of this. He's going to have to get out quick, but there's only 9 seconds remaining. And again, Miller just tying him right up. Ethan Miller with a 12-3 win for Selins Grove. And that makes the team score Shikellamy 18, Selins Grove 9. We'll have 189 coming up next. This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on WKOK and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Experience the WNL difference off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
WNL Subaru has over 85 certified pre-owned Subarus on the lot. This month, take $1,000 off any certified pre-owned Subaru and enjoy financing as low as 4.99% for 63 months.
New year, new adventures, and new inspiration at WNL Subaru.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only and cannot be redeemed for cash value. Valid on model years 2019 to 2022. Offer ends 1/31/23. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
The freshman Brody Raybuck at 15-7, ranked 5 in the region, and 16th ranked in the state. Tucker Teets, the junior, at 9-7, matching here at 189. Should be an entertaining one. Brody looking at the single leg, and Teets snaps him down. Brody Raybuck now breaks apart. They'll grab the back of each other's head, and then Teets gets a single. He's going to wrap the legs around and really have Raybuck in trouble. Raybuck pulls him off the edge of the mat, and they'll go back to neutral. Smart move by the freshman, knowing he was in a world of hurt, and just grabbed the leg and took advantage of the leg grab of Teets and just took him right off the edge of the mat. Another shot by Teets, and he will hold off. And they'll be on the edge of the mat again. Raybuck in defense most of this early part of the first period here. Still no score. Going to a knee, Raybuck. Teets trying to get him quickly for a easy takedown, and they got off the edge of the mat. Not enough room here. 18-9, Shikellamy leading Selins Grove here at 189. Started at 133. There's a double shot by Raybuck. Brody trying to grab and pull in Teets to get the takedown. Now he's going to come back to his feet, and they'll start all over again. Both try for wrist control as Teets grabs the back of the head of Raybuck. Now he takes a shot on the single leg. Gets the right leg of Raybuck. Teets trying to wrap it up. Raybuck kind of walks out of it. Teets again with that left arm strung out. Now they break apart with 17 seconds remaining in this first. Still no score. Teets now shoots, countered by Raybuck nicely. And they're going to back off the edge of the mat and come back to the center circle with 5.7 remaining here in the scoreless first period. Teets will paw at the head. Now Raybuck takes a hard shot. Teets counters in the end of the first period. We go scoreless. Raybuck has the option. He defers. Teets will take the bottom. So we'll start the second period with no score and Teets on the bottom. Rabick will try to spin him. Teets will get up, get to his feet. They'll get to the edge of the mat. Still hasn't gotten clear. Now he does get clear for the one-point escape. It's 1-0 in favor of Teets of Sealands Grove. So now they break apart at the edge of the mat, come to more to the center now. Rabick looking for his opportunity. Brody will fake a shot. And he'll now go for the double. Sprawl trying to spin behind his Teets. Teets has the leg of Rabick now. Rabick is going to be in some trouble. He's going to really have to pull that leg of Teets in, and Teets was able to get free and sneak around for the two. Now Rabick back to his feet, trying to peel off, and he does get the one-point escape with a minute 15 remaining. Makes it 3-1 in favor of Tucker Teets of Sealands Grove. Rabick now looking for his opportunity once again. Teets paws at the head of Rabick. And now they'll go to the back of the head. They'll try wrist control now as Rabick grabs the wrist. Teets breaks apart with 52 seconds to go in the second period. Now Rabick again with a slow shot there, countered by Teets very well. And now Teets trying to get to the back of the head again of Rabick and snap him down. It goes for the single, not there. Rabick counters. Still neutral with 35 seconds remaining here in the first period, and Teets leading Rabick 3-1. Now they'll both break apart, come more toward the center of the mat as Rabick backs up a little bit. Rabick now goes for the single, and then Teets counters. He's got the leg of Rabick. Rabick in some trouble right now at the edge of the mat. He's going to try to get out of bounds, and he does. It is neutral. And that's the second time Rabick has found the edge of the mat and avoided a two-point takedown. 11 seconds left here in the second period, 3-1 in favor of Teets. Rabick now pawing at the heads, takes a quick shot. Teets counters with two, and that'll do it for the second period. 3-1 in favor of Tucker Teets of Sealands Grove. Rabick now will be down for this referee's down position start of the third period. Teets ready to go. 2 minutes on the clock. Brody will step up. And he'll get leg picked, get ankle picked by Teets. Teets now in control to the side. He will try to work his way to a tilt there and couldn't do it. Now they're going to hang on to that ankle. Now Rabick tries to peel away the ankle grab. He does. Gets to his feet. Now he's on his feet. Spins away, and Teets lets him get the escape. 3-2 now in favor of Teets of Sealands Grove with a minute 30 to go in this one. Next takedown could win it. Teets counters. Teets will fall at the head. Rabick now pushes him away. On the far edge of the mat, Teets with an underhook. He tries to go back behind the head, and they'll go off the edge of the mat with a minute 8 to go. Reba trying to find an opportunity here, pushes Teets away. Reba now shoots in. Teets with an underhook, 55 seconds to go. Reba again countering on the snap down by Teets. Grabs the arm. Now Teets will work on the back of the head, try a snap down move. Nothing there, though. Be on the edge of the mat. It'll be really close if they do get a takedown to be in bounds. 33 seconds remaining. There's a quick shot by Teets, countered by Reba. 3-2 in favor of Tucker Teets, the junior, going up against the 15-7 freshman of Brody Reba. Teets shoots off the edge of the mat with 18.1 to go. Rabick, if he's going to try and get this win, he's going to have to take a shot now, and he did. It's a double. He lifts up. He lifts up Teets. Teets countering. They go back to neutral with 5 seconds to go. Quick shot by Rabick. Another quick shot by Rabick, and that'll do it. A 3-2 decision win for Tucker Teets of Sealands Grove, and the Seals climb back a little closer, trailing at 18-2 to Shikellamy with 215 On the way next, this is Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Mason Raymuck in for Shikellamy at 215 at 17-7. Ranked 15th in the state, the senior. Jack Peters, the freshman, at 12-6, ranked 6th regionally. That's our matchup here for this one. And right now, getting the quick takedown is Raybuck, but he hasn't gotten control yet. He's working, and a great job of Peters to counter. Peters now has the leg. Now Raybuck goes back to his feet. Both wrestlers go off the edge of the mat. Looked as if Raybuck was going to come down with that two-point takedown, but Peters with a great counter. They end up coming back neutral with a minute 10 to go here in the period. Raybuck now grabbing the arm of Peters. Mason will let go now with 56 seconds. Now he'll shoot on the left leg. He's got the takedown at the edge of the mat. Two-point takedown for Raybuck. Leads it 2-0 with 46 seconds to go here in the first period. And they'll go off the edge of the mat and come back to the center with Raybuck in the referee down position. Peters in the referee's down position. We'll get you to Penn State basketball immediately following this match here on WKOK. Penn State at Wisconsin tonight. Spinning around, taking a shot there is Peters. Peters still on the bottom, has the leg of Raybuck, now lets the leg go, gets to his feet, hands on the mat, working his way upward. And then Raybuck breaks him right back down. 2-0, first period, 10 seconds left. Raybuck now working to try and get under the leg. And he's not going to be able to do so. And that'll do it for the first period. It'll be 2-0 in favor of Mason Raybuck after period number one. Raybuck has the option, and Mason will take down. 18-12 here at Selins Grove. Shikellamy leading the Selins Grove Seals. Seals won the first match of the night with Landon Lukens and Daniel Hernandez, and it ended up as the escape by Raybuck. And Raybuck with a quick takedown makes it 5-0 with 15 seconds to go. Lukens ended up getting a penalty point. And it ended up being 2-0 at the end of that first bout. And now Raybuck leading in this one at 2:15, 5-0. And really working hard on Peters. And grabs the leg, and now trying to grab the opposite leg, and again reposition as Raybuck. Raybuck on top again. Raybuck now sends the head of Peters into the mat, and Peters now will stand up, sit, turn, and run out of real estate with a minute remaining in the second period, and a 5-0. Lead for Mason Raybuck here at 2:15. Braves trying to prove to 12-2 on their dual meet matches. On their dual meets, I should say. Raybuck now works and breaks Peters down once again. Peters now to all fours. Raybuck underneath the arm, grabs the wrist, extends it out. Raybuck again, just using leverage right now, digs his toes into the mat and just puts all the pressure on Peters right now. Tries to spin around on Peters. And Peters standing up. Rabick breaks him down. Almost slipped and almost gave up the reversal. And he comes right back and takes command at the edge of the mat with 19 seconds remaining. Rabick riding out now, looking at the clock at the edge of the mat. Forearm to the back of the head of Peters. Puts Peters' face into the mat. And that'll do it for the second period. Rabick with a 5-0 lead, the senior from Shikellamy. And this time Peters will pick neutral. Rabick quickly takes a shot. Looks like Peters really is really used up a lot of energy there, and they go off the edge of the mat as Rabick went for a quick shot and couldn't quite finish it off. Rabick now looking for the opportunity. Peters kind of stands up a little bit. This third period, the big guys are really starting to feel it. Peters peels off Rabick. Peters now trying to counter Raybuck's shot once again. Rabick looks, wraps up, and neither wrestler with an advantage here with a minute 30 to go, and Rabick leading it 5-0, trying to get some more points. Gets the takedown. Spinning him over, though, is going to be Peters, and Peters barely has him on the edge of the mat. He's going to get the two-point takedown, and then Rabick rolled and got to the edge of the mat. It now is a 5-4 match. Rabick got a little bit sloppy on the edge of the mat, and it cost him some points. Now they're, right now, Coach Martin is coming to the official and said, you know, hey, the Shikellamy wrestler grabbed the edge of the mat, and shouldn't that be a penalty? So the officials are talking that over at the officials talking that over. And it doesn't look like anything's going to happen. So it's going to remain 6-4 now in favor of Rabick. Rabick grabs the arm, now the head of Peters. Peters actually kind of needed that timeout a little bit. He was starting to get a little bit winded, but boy, did he make a nice roll through on that shot. There's another Rabick shot. Rabick's got the single. Rabick now breaking him down to the mat. He's got both arms wrapped around the left leg of Peters with a 50-second left here in the third period and a two-point lead and a stalemate stoppage. Rabick looking to hang on to this two-point lead. What once had a chance to be a major now will be just happy to be a decision. He's got the left leg of Peters again. Pulls it in. Has him to the edge of the mat. Can't clear. And gets the clear. And now the two-point takedown with 28.7 remaining. And I think Peters hurt his left elbow when he hit the mat there. It definitely did not look normal. 8-4. Now to the referee's down position. Rabick trying to keep Peters down. Peters to his feet. Rabick snaps him back down. But he's on the side, and Rabick counters. Peters was just seconds away from getting a big reversal and maybe some back points yet again. Rabick looks like he's going to hang on to this one with 9 seconds remaining. Peters trying to get back up. Rabick. Back of the head, pushing it down with 3 seconds left. And that will do it. At 2:15, Mason Rabick with an 8-4 win over Jack Peters of Sealance Grove. It makes the team score Shikellamy 21, Sealance Grove 12. This is Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
At heavyweight now, 285, we expect to see Preston Sponsorelli for Shikellamy, the junior at 3-6. Stephen Miller for Selinsgrove, the senior at 7-5. And now the official said, okay, let's go. It's enough stalling. Let's get him going. Some of the people here in the Seal Dome starting to clear out with Shikellamy and a 21-12 lead as we have 107, 114, 121, and 127 yet to go. Now we do have Spontarelli out on the mat for Shikellamy. Music will count up or crank up. Lights will start flashing. And they'll jump around for the 285s. So it'll be Stephen Miller for the Seals, Preston Spontarelli for the Braves. And here we go in heavyweight. They'll paw at each other. And then slapped down on the mat is Spontarelli, but Miller counters. And now it's Miller on top of Spontarelli and a pin with 1:40 to go. Miller with a quick pin here in the first period, and Selinsgrove with a big 6-point advantage on the pin makes it 21-18. Shikellamy leading it. This is Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop at our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back to Selinsgrove, where we're at the lightweights. 108, looks like Morales in for Julius Morales in for Shikellamy and Max Zettelmoyer for the Braves. And a quick takedown for Zettelmoyer. Morales gets the escape now. It's 2-1, 30 seconds gone by before you can even blink. We expected to see Max Holman, but he is not wrestling in this one. It's going to be Morales instead. So Julius Morales trailing it 2-0, or 2-1 rather. Now ties up, and the Seal Zettelmoyer grabs the knee and the leg, and he'll lift. Now Morales with a 2-point takedown as he countered perfectly, took a double leg shot and got it. It's now 3-2 in favor of Zettelmoyer. A minute remaining, and at the edge of the mat, Zettelmoyer rolls through and gets the reversal. It's now 4-3 in favor of Zettelmoyer. Zettelmoyer now trying to lock up for a pinning combination, and he's got it. Counting out the near fall points, two of them coming, and there they are. Zettelmoyer gets the 2-point near fall, makes it 6-3 with 31 seconds remaining in the first period. Zettelmoyer coming in at 3-8, the sophomore. And Morales checking into this one off of the radar a little bit as far as what we were expecting here this evening. And now Zettelmoyer tries to turn Morales. More back points coming. Near fall. Morales in some trouble. He almost got the reversal and then a potentially dangerous. So two back points and then the potentially dangerous for Morales. Boy, it was inches Morales was inches from getting through to that one. So, again, the near fall points for Zettelmoyer, just to clarify things. 8-3 now, Zettelmoyer leading Morales. Caution there on top, and that'll do it for the first period. Selinsgrove will have the choice, and they will defer. Morales will take the bottom. Tell you what, these two have really been rolling around in the Resolute tonight. At 107, 21-18, this match still in question. Morales trying to break free. Gets to his knees on the bottom to start the second period. Zettelmoyer grabs the right leg. And now Morales turned over. Morales rolls back through right to his stomach. No chance for the referee to get in position for near fall points. Now Morales to his feet. Morales now breaks free, and Zettelmoyer will let him out for the escape, making it 8-4 with a minute 25 remaining in the second period. Now a quick shot by Zettelmoyer. Morales tries the counter. Morales in some trouble now, and still nobody with control, and then Zettelmoyer pops the head out and grabs the two-point takedown to make it 10-4. Zettelmoyer now working on the arm and trying to turn Morales. A pin here would be huge for the Seals with a minute remaining here in the second period. It is 10-4 in favor of Selinsgrove. Morales now looking to get his head off the mat and then turning again a little bit more is Zettelmoyer. And now Morales ends up in position. And now it's Zettelmoyer back in. Not quite enough for the reversal, but it was really close to Morales actually having a little bit of a headlock there and putting Zettelmoyer on his back. Now we're back to Zettelmoyer at his knees and all fours with 24 seconds to go. Excuse me, make that Morales on all fours. Now Morales snapped back down by Zettelmoyer. Now some near fall points. He stretches him out. Nope, not going to be enough of a count to get two. Will remain 10-4 with 8 seconds left. Zettelmoyer now rolls through, and now here comes some near fall points. And there will be 3 near fall points for Zettelmoyer at the buzzer. And it makes it 13-4 in favor of Selinsgrove. Zettelmoyer will have the option here. He will take looks like we have some injury time. So Morales will just say not feeling well at this very moment. Zettelmoyer coming to the edge, getting a little bit of water, talking with Coach Seth Martin of the Seals. 21-18 here at 107. Still have 3 bouts to go yet, and this match still in question. 13-4 for Zettelmoyer. It's a big opportunity for some bonus points here for the major decision, but have a little bit of ways to go for the tech fall for Zettelmoyer. Although I think he's just looking straight for the pin. Understandably so. Start of the third period. Morales will be in the down position. He will work his way to his feet. Now Zettelmoyer snaps him back down to the mat. Violently. He'll work on the arm. He's going to try and turn Morales. He's got all of his weight on the Morales arm and shoulder. Morales trying to keep his back off of the mat. It's going to be close. The referee's down and looking. Morales turns through. Now is a chance for the reversal. 3 near fall points plus the reversal. That's a win, though, for Zettelmoyer overall by 1 point in the trade-off. But now Zettelmoyer working out with a 16-6 lead as Morales snaps him back down at the edge of the mat. Now he's going to be called for a potential for a clasping of the hands, and that will cost him 1 point. 17-6 in favor of Zettelmoyer with a minute 11 remaining here in the third. So here comes Morales back on top again. And a caution for the wrestler on top, not being in the right position. That's Morales. Morales will snap around, and a quick spin and a reversal by Zettelmeyer. Boy, was that fast. 19-6, Zettelmeyer. He's trying to find his way toward a tech fall. Right now, he's got 13. That's the difference. Zettelmeyer snaps Morales down. He's going to have to get some near fall points. He's got 52 seconds to do it, to get those bonus points. He's going to really work the head into the shoulder and the armpit of Morales. Now he's got the arm. He's turning Morales. Here come the near fall points. Can he get the full pin? And he's not going to get the full pin. That will do it. Three near fall points for the tech fall. 22-6, the final for Zettelmeyer. And that makes it Sealands Grove 23, Shikellamy 21, the first lead of the night since the very first match for Sealands Grove. This is Braves Wrestling on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more. LibertyMutual.com.
Welcome back to Sealands Grove, and Shikellamy just took the lead as Sealands Grove forfeited 114 to Alex Reed. It's now 27-23. Which would put us to 121. Evan Kistner. And Anthony Snook. So Snook is going to move down to 114, or move up rather from 114, the freshman at 5-7, taking on Evan Kistner, the sophomore, at 13-9. And right now, both wrestlers working their way around the edge of the mat. So it looks like Snook and Kistner. And they're going to be tying up in the middle of the mat. And there's a turn. And a big turn for Kistner. He got the takedown, and he's going to get some back points. This could be a five-point move or more, and it could be the match. Kistner working again, stretching him out. Spins over again. The referee with 3 points in hand. Two already on the board. He's down looking. Kistner working. Kistner trying to find a way to put Snook away. 53 seconds, still a lot of time left. It is going to be a long time for Snook to get off of his back. And there's the pin. Evan Kistner with a big one. With 44.6 remaining in the first period, Kistner with the win and the pin. And Shikellamy now with a 33-23 lead of the final bout coming up next on WKOK.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
So on the final bout of the night at 127, it is going to be Eric Brubaker for Shikellamy and Nathan Martin for the Seals. Martin at 8-5, the sophomore for the Seals, and he is right now looking to try and get the pin. Shikellamy will win this one no matter what happens here, but it just makes it a little bit tighter. Brubaker on his back and in some trouble, and there it is. Minute 13 remaining in the first period, and it's a fall for Martin. And that'll make the score 33-29. And what a nail-biter tonight here in the Seal Dome. We'll wrap things up when we return. It was the final score, Shikellamy 33, Sealands Grove 29. This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop in our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Experience the WNL difference off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
WNL Subaru has over 85 certified pre-owned Subarus on the lot. This month, take $1,000 off any certified pre-owned Subaru and enjoy financing as low as 4.99% for 63 months.
New year, new adventures, and new inspiration at WNL Subaru.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only and cannot be redeemed for cash value. Valid on model years 2019 to 2022. Offer ends 1/31/23. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Sealands Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
And welcome back to the Seal Dome. Joining me on the post-game, Steve Williams, who just finished up on our SBC Sports Live YouTube channel. You've seen both of these teams throughout the wrestling season. You expected this type of match here tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't see anything I didn't expect. You know, really, we knew what the difference was going to be, was going to be bonus points. The Braves won that battle, as they have all season long. You know, it's an unusual... Looked good, didn't he?
Boy, this is like basketball. I just can't do a post game with it.
Well, wait, we got the man we need to talk to here in just a minute. But all yes, right. What I was going to say.
Well, stick around. I'm going to give you my headset.
Bonus points was key here. You know, we wondered with the flip and everything how that would go. It really didn't matter. You know, both teams making some changes, but not really. All they did was just move everybody up. So we saw what we thought we were going to see, just at the next weight up.
Did the forfeit surprise you late in the match?
No. No, they don't want anything. Nobody wants to do anything with Alex Reed. I want to tell you what.
I understand that this kid, completely.
Listen, this kid has been pinning state-level wrestlers. Nobody wants to mess with him. He has been nothing but tough here in the middle part of the season.
All right, I'm going to pass the headset over to Tim. You can do the, you can wrap up with him here.
All righty. Coach Tim Bosch strapping on the headset. And Coach, to beat your old teammate, I learned that this week that you guys were on the team at Lock Haven
Lock Haven University.
Yeah, I said a lot less hair, but nonetheless the same amount of determination.
Yeah, both of us still want to win, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, we talked earlier when you you gave me your weigh-in sheets, and I asked you if you were going to go with pretty much what you had to do, and you said, we're going to do what we had to win, and that's what you did.
Exactly. And the boys stepped up. Boy, they brought the intensity. Sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely.
The energy in the room was certainly up there, but they rose to the occasion and wrestled well. You know, at the end of the night, I can usually pick some stuff apart, but everybody went out and they did their job tonight.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
I was impressed.
All right, so explain to me the thinking here at the beginning. We thought we were going to see Hernandez and Lukens, but we thought we were going to see them at 27. Instead, both of you guys bump your wrestlers up. They still wrestle, they're just at a higher weight.
Yeah.
Who made that choice first? Was
well,
it you
initially
or was it...
we wanted to get Hernandez on, who was it? Yeah, my mind's going blank. I'm so excited. But we had a different plan, and they immediately countered, obviously.
Yeah.
And it ended up just being basically a straight-up match at that point. Which we were okay with. We knew straight up we were going to do all right. If we were able to make that initial move and get away with it, I think we would have had another six on the board by my calculations, but, you know, who knows?
Now, then you had to be really confident with the next couple of weights here. Isaac McGregor, you know, we talked about Reed, nobody wanting anything to do with him.
Yeah.
Nobody wants anything to do with Isaac McGregor
no.
either. He is.
That was part of our plan, was to get Isaac on, you know, one of their better guys, try to take some wind out of their sails, but they adjusted to our moves. You know, it's tough when the critical move is the first match of the evening. It's hard to disguise anything or make anything really happen at that point.
Yeah, and you know what? I wasn't going to really ask either one of you because, like I told you before, wrestling coaches are the biggest liars in the world. So I don't believe
anything. Yeah, I could tell you, but I'd have to lie to you.
Yeah, I don't believe anything you tell me. CJ Keener, boy, he looked tough tonight. I know you said he's your vocal leader. A really loud kid out there, and boy, did a job for you.
Yeah, he had a lot of energy on the sidelines. He had a lot of energy on the bus ride over. We've been pumping this up for a while. You know, this is it's great that we have an opportunity to wrestle this match and have a good old rivalry like we do. Student sections packed. Keener certainly a fan favorite over there, making the crowd go wild. But wrestled really well tonight. Had the right mindset and really did some nice work.
Yeah, you know, mid-season, right now he's my most improved wrestler from what I saw last year. He was pretty decent last year, but you just see a confidence. His positioning is much better.
Yeah.
He's my mid-season most improved wrestler. Let's see if he can hang on to it. 152 pounds, maybe the best match of the afternoon or the evening. Did not go the way you wanted it to go, but I think Cole Wetzel learned an awful lot.
Yes.
Wrestling against Paradis, who came up with that 3-0 win.
Yeah, Cole is. You saw him working that shuck by. That's something we're trying to get him. He's confident doing it once, but if we can get two moves together there, we're going to see his game elevate really quickly, and that's just a matter of getting a little more confidence and putting two things together. But as soon as that happens, watch out. Cole Wetzel's coming.
Yeah, he's been looking impressive. 160 pounds, brother Connor. Wrestling Sylvan Martin. Now, this was a swap for Sealands Grove. It was Martin Paradis, and they swapped those two.
Yes.
Worked out to your favor, Wetzel getting a quick first period fall.
Yep, he's wrestling sharp. I have nothing but good things to say about Connor. He puts in the work, he puts in the extra time, and it shows when he gets on the mat to wrestle.
172 pounds, Matt Schaefer, Ethan Miller. I'll tell you what, Miller's a tough customer.
Yes, he is. Matt Schaefer wrestled tough,
yes,
too, tonight.
Yes, he did. Very tough.
He did his job. He went out there and he had a chip on his shoulder. There was some good flurries, some good exchanges. I was very pleased with how he wrestled tonight.
189 pounds, Brody Raybuck and Tucker Teets. Teets state ranked. Raybuck just a freshman. Those two guys went toe to toe. Boy, they didn't leave anything left to go. They both had no gas in the tank when they came off.
They were both exhausted at the end for sure. Yeah, Brody with a little bit of getting out of position there that cost him, and that obviously wears you out even more. But when you got a guy like Tucker hanging on you and beating you around, it's tough to keep that conditioning up.
215, Mason Raybuck and Jack Peters. It looked like it was going to be all Raybuck, and Peters locked him up and threw him.
Yeah.
Luckily, he grabbed hold of the edge of the mat, and the referee didn't see it. But
yeah, I didn't. There was a shadow over there. I didn't see anything.
Yeah,
either.
Well, I didn't. It was. I thought they were rolling the mat up, but yeah, no, it worked out in his favor, nonetheless, and he was able to hang on. But boy, you don't want him in that position.
No. I was very nervous when I saw him walking into that over/under tie.
Yeah.
It was surprising that he went there. It's not a position we advocate in practice that we want him to be in. So we've got some work to do there on just some basic positioning, making sure he uses his weight and his strength to his advantage and not allow someone else to just throw him on his back like that.
285 pounds, two small heavyweights, but Stephen Miller, he just came out. He cement job Sponarelli. Wasn't much he could do there.
Yeah, he was a little overwhelmed. He had a Preston had a game plan. He wanted to keep moving and not tie up. So as soon as I saw the tie up occur, I knew we were getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And, it didn't last too long.
Yeah, so much for the game plan. 107 pounds, you make another move. You put Julius Morales out there.
Yes. He, him and Max, they battle. They are pretty even in the mat room. He outscored him in the wrestle-off just a little bit, so we decided that we'd give him a shot, see how it went. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way. We were hoping to get three there. And it went the other way on us.
114 pounds, as we mentioned, Alex Reed. Nobody wants anything to do with this kid. He is just, he's just been amazing here in the middle of the season for you, picking up a whole lot of points for you.
No, I certainly understand the forfeit, though. That was a moment where we would have certainly regained some momentum. I understand why Coach made that call. I can't argue with good coaching tactics like that.
No, but Eben Kistner made it all for naught, didn't he?
Yes. Eben came out there and was fired up. I could tell looking in his eyes back there that we were going to get some excitement. And I told him back there, keep it under control, good solid wrestling. But he got on that head, threw him to his back, and lights out.
And the Seals finish up with Nathan Martin with a fall over Derek Brubaker. But, you got to be I was impressed.
Yeah.
These guys really came out here and they battled. It was a good match for both of these teams this late in the season. So, Coach, congratulations,
thank
and we
much.
Look forward to talking to you on down the road.
Absolutely.
All right.
See you soon.
Yep, whatever it takes. Thank you. All right, Kevin wants to wrap it up. Apparently he wants to go home.
Well, no, we got Penn State basketball coming
right,
up here
okay.
in just a few minutes.
All
so
right.
We're getting our segue to that, but you're going to be back at the helm here of Shikellamy Wrestling coming up against Southern Columbia in about a week.
That should be a good one.
Yeah.
Southern Columbia.
Should
you know
be.
What? I really haven't looked to see, what they have. They've been tough the last couple of years. And also we'll be back here Thursday night on SBC Sports Live as the Seals take on Milton. So, man, we are in the heart of this wrestling season. I love it.
I was going to say, you're in your heyday. You're in your heaven right now. And you're going to be following the Braves all the way through two states in March.
We'll be there.
All right. Thank you very much. Steve Williams joining us here as we wrap things up here from Selins Grove, where the final score was Selins Grove losing to Shikellamy by a score of 33-29. Shikellamy 33, Selins Grove 29. For Steve Williams, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. As Steve always says, he'll be back with you when they next throw it down on the Resolite. Penn State basketball on the way next with Steve Jones and Dick Girardi from Wisconsin on the Penn State Sports Network here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.